こんにちは、建築系ラジオです。今日はノルウェーからの留学人のユーステン君と一緒に、名古屋市立美術館に来ています。ユーステン君とは夏のインターンシップの時に、友達になり、同じ事務所でオープンデスクをしていて友達になって、その関係で名古屋まで遊びに来てくれました。多くの日本人学生はヨーロッパの学生のこととかは多分知らないと思うので、ぜひインタビューして日本とヨーロッパの違いや日本に来て思ったこと、ね、ヨーロッパのことについて知ってほしいことなどをインタビューして聞けたらなと思います。それでは始めたいと思います。ユーステン君はちなみに日本語をまだ勉強中なので英語でのインタビューをしようと思うんですが、私の英語はとても文法とかすごく間違った英語なので、その英語の正しい勉強がしたいなっていう人は聞かない方がいいかもしれません。よろしくお願いします。 This is 建築系ラジオ。 Today are we in the front of the Nagoya City Museum, and I'm Mai Matsuoka. I'm an architecture radio staff, and I study in the Toyota National College of Technology. I'm in the fourth grade, and today I interview with Houston, who from the Norway, and he study also architecture, and I'm very interested about the European architecture and what they're studying at European country. So I ask some question for the Houston. So can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Justin. I'm from Norway. So I've been studying architecture for 3 years now, beginning the fourth year here in Tokyo at Tokyo Institute of Technology. So right now I've been here in Japan for almost 3 months, working for Su Fujimoto and then for Junya Ishigami.
Yeah. And we are working together in the Su Fujimoto's office and Junya Ishigami's exhibition at the Toyota City Museum. So at first, why did you decide to come to Japan? Why did you decide to do exchange program?
Well, it's a very important question. I've been interested in Japan for quite a long time, since I was little, and I was always interested in like traditional temples and Japanese drawings and stuff like that. And when I started architecture, I became interested in Japanese architecture, and I wanted to go to Japan to get inspired so that I can use this inspiration later in my work as an architect, because I don't want to be kind of an architect who says I'm inspired by Japanese architecture without even knowing it and without seeing it. And I also wanted to go far away from Norway to get a new perspective, to learn a new culture, language, and meet new interesting people.
How do you think what do you think about Japan before come to Japan? So,
well, I think it was very like Japanese architecture is very, very clean and very subtle and minimalistic at some points, and very white. And So that was like the basic image.
Yeah.
Before. Also. Yeah, what can I say? I thought it was. Very kind of far away from the Western architecture that I know. Or,
yeah.
So, and I also thought it was more. It's almost when I came here, I felt that. Tokyo, for example, is it's almost like a cartoon at some point. Like European cities are always like old medieval-like cities, but here is newer and I experienced it more like a cartoon sometimes. That you can just take this this cityscape and just draw it, and you can see it as a cartoon.
Yeah, and. Now you're living in Japan and in Tokyo. What do you think about Tokyo and the real Japan? So it's really different between your image.
Yeah, my image there is different. Actually, there, when I came to Tokyo, I thought like Tokyo is like one of the biggest cities in the world, and I was like, I'm gonna get lost in the crowd, I'm gonna get living in the 30th floor in a big skyscraper and something, and never see the ground. But now I realize that Tokyo is just it's just a collection of many small villages. Like, you have all these small cozy streets and small societies.
Yeah.
Just stay out of like Shinjuku, where it's the most crowded people. But yeah, I really changed my image of Tokyo and Japan since I came here.
Okay. And you're traveling really many places, isn't it? Don't you? And what do you think about the modern Japanese architecture? I mean, the new architecture. Maybe you study many Japanese architecture history, isn't it? And maybe you know that many old buildings from Japan. What do you think about the new buildings from Japan?
I haven't studied so much of like history of buildings, but I've seen like many pictures from before I came here, like all different kind of temples and gardens and castles, and also, of course, seen many pictures of the new modern architecture. And before I came here, I thought it was a big difference between the old and the new. Like, there is not so much connection because the old is so traditional, handcrafted, and maybe wooden, simple structures, while the new one is maybe white cubes and concrete. So, but I realized that this kind of modern architecture here in Japan, it couldn't just you can't just find it, or you can't just make it without knowing the past. I think I need to know a bit more about the past to really realize the complexity of the modern buildings.
That's cool. So what did I ask you? which buildings are you like it in Japan? Favorite buildings in Japan.
Favorite building?
Not in Japan, all over the world.
Yeah, there's many great buildings here. in Japan. So I might maybe, yeah, I can pick one in Japan and one in the world.
Yeah.
So first, the world, I think. Yeah, I have to think a bit on that one. It's very difficult because you always change the opinion based on the mood and what kind of style you like or what kind of architectural mood you're in.
Yeah.
But it's really difficult to choose the best one.
Yeah, good.
The one that I must say I like the Opera House in Oslo very much.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Copenhagen theater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my favorites in Japan maybe is or top three is, I think, Children's Center of Tsukishimoto.
What?
Children's Center in Hokkaido.
Yeah.
And also the Toyota Museum.
Yeah, Toyota City Museum.
Toyota City Museum.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful. Yeah. I think so. I think I have to think more about that.
Yeah, you've been there, Kanazawa, isn't it? And then how was it? The 21st Century Museum?
Yeah, 21st Century Museum, that was very beautiful, yeah. So it's very sauna. And
yeah,
very,
very sauna.
So, yeah, I really like it.
Uh-huh.
So, but actually, I might even say that the Matsumoto Castle.
Yeah.
I think that is a very beautiful building.
Yeah, Matsumoto Castle in there.
In Nagano.
Prefecture Nagano. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's very cool. So, many European people, European architecture students who love, sauna and junya ishirami, or something kind of naive architecture. Like that? I hear about like that. From your friends, but it is really
it is naive architecture.
It's a kind of white, using white word, and like a 21st century museum. Yeah, light and white, something like that. Yeah, I was in Switzerland 2 years ago. And I see there are many Swiss architecture, and I see there Mario Botta and Peter Zinter. They use very very dark colors, but many Japanese architect using the white.
Yeah.
And it's a very, I don't know how to say in English, it's very famous, or many people want to be like that. Yeah, Japanese, like a Japanese architecture.
Yeah, I think very many young architects and architect students are very inspired by the Japanese minimalism and simplicity.
Yeah.
But we still don't see so much of it in Europe though.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I think I'm more fond of seeing real materials instead of just seeing white.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's why I like traditional Japanese architecture, because it's so so nicely details.
Yeah.
materials. This part sometimes disappears in the white architecture. But yeah. What's that announcer?
Yeah, it's really good. I want to say the inspired Japanese architecture like that. Many Japanese people love European architecture, I think. It's in my opinion. Yeah, because many Japanese students, Japanese architecture students read GA or and you and the rest really like European architecture's photos, pictures. So what do you think about your the difference between Japanese architecture and European architecture, or Japanese architecture and the Norwegian architecture?
Yeah, I think for me it's easier to answer about Norwegian and Japanese. Well, the thing that we have in common is that Norway and Japan is the two countries with the oldest still standing wooden structures. Mm-hmm. So we have a long tradition in using wood as material.
Yeah.
So, like, the temples in Japan and the state churches in Norway. So that is what we have in common. It's this use of wood material.
Yeah.
The difference, I think we're... They both have beautiful nature and... has a connection to the nature. But Japanese have it more in a poetic way.
Yeah.
I think. Norway, there's maybe more like to use the to build the way that nature is, or how to say. To use the advantage of that nature gives, like making houses that fit to weather climate, and rainy climate, and snowy and cold. So I haven't seen so much of that here in Japan, but
yeah.
I think Japanese architecture is more about like harmony between components and buildings. I don't know what more to say.
Okay. So it's really good. Thank you for the answering my question, and what do you want to do in Japan?
What I want to do?
Yeah, not only about architecture.
I want to do everything here. I want to learn a language. I want to explore as much as possible, and. Then I want to try and find some nice places, like in the go to small villages and just talk to locals. Maybe find I have to find some nice mountains and climb them.
Yeah.
I think I want to do as much as possible while I'm here.
Yeah.
So still have much to do.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, have a nice day in Japan. Have a nice day in Japan. Do you want to join the Kenchiku Gay Radio staff?
Yeah, maybe we'll join you guys.
Oh, wow.
So get English content. And even Norwegian, if there's any Norwegian listeners.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah, I think it's a very cool idea. Yeah. Thank you. And see you again. Bye.